Hello, great family. Hello, great people. How are you doing today? I'm welcoming you on Bio Tested Life podcast, and my name is Ogona Wankuno. If this is your first time tuning in, now believe you me, you're gonna love this particular episode today because it's not really gonna be so much of things to do today. It's just us expressing and wishing ourselves fullness of love. It's the season of love, and to the glory of God. And I'm so excited, and I'm so elated to understand that today is actually Valentine. It's Sunday, and I'm wishing you a happy Valentine. And today it's not really gonna be so much of things to discuss. It's just us talking about love and understanding the reason why this season is basically termed season of love. And I definitely trust God that we would be able to come to the fullness and the full measure of how we could equally express this agape love to people all around. We don't even have to know the person. We don't even have to have personal relationship with the person, but expressing genuine love is literally what today is all about. So aside the fact that you would have to go out with your spouse, you would have to hang out with your friends and family, just take our time to express love to people, genuine love, the kind of love that the person would be like, oh, wow, I'm kind of so lavished with so much love that I don't even know you, but then this love is way beyond what knowing you would have earned me. So that is the kind of love I look forward to us expressing to people all around us today. And initially the plan was to have a great guy, a great person now come on board today, so we could talk about stretching capacity. But as God would have it, today is actually Valentine, so it would make no sense to discuss content as such in a different season, in a different time zone and the like. So we deem it fit to just come and talk about a few things as to the reason for this season, which is the ultimate reason, love, and how love would help us shape our perspective into being the best version of ourselves. Because we can't talk about love outside of expressing the same thing from an individual perspective. First thing first, love is individual. It's something that works out and is expressed outside from the individual standpoint. Then if as individuals we begin to express and show to our other colleagues, our other individual entities, this kind of love we're talking about, then it will be easier to consume this same kind of love, and people would equally be able to replicate the standard of love being shown to them to other people. Because one thing I have learned to realize is the kind of love we are being shown growing up is this kind of love we show to other people. So our expression of love to people can be communicable, meaning that people can actually learn from the way you show love to people, and they can equally express the same kind of love to people. And it would make no sense for us not to pick example of this kind of topic from a personality that would not be able to attribute this kind of love to. So if our standpoint, if the role model, the mentor we're looking onto for love is Christ, then definitely we are actually in the right lane, because the kind of love Christ showed to us is something that a man can honestly not express to your individual person. It's a love that's beyond just one thing, doing things to people because they are good to you. It's the kind of love Christ showed to us was basically way more than we can fathom, because while we were yet sinners, he gave himself for us. So if we can draw out the strength of our love from this figure Christ, then when it dominates us, when it dominates our entire being, then we can equally replicate this fullness, this measure of the same love to the next personality. And in this same way, the person who is at the receiving end of this kind of love, the agape love, can equally do the same thing to the next person. So that is how we can spread love. That is my own definition of spreading love. spreading love is not about posting love pictures, it's not about posting emojis of love and the likes, but spreading love is how you can impact and influence people to begin to live out the kind of love that it's been drawn from the Christ figure, from the Christ personality. So that's basically what we're here to discuss today, and it wouldn't be beyond this one episode, but I just want to come celebrate this season of love with us and understand fully whether we are all in this together. I am expressing this deep and profound gratitude and love to everyone listening to this podcast at this moment. Thank you so much for choosing Steady Life Podcast, and my name is Ugona Wakuno. I love you all. Have a happy and a blossom Valentine. See you next week, same time. Love you all. Bye for now.